Today's shiur is Masechta Krisis Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Gimel Amr Aleph at the fourth line. Amr Blaza Amr Baishya. Kamakum Shatam Maitzi Beis Lavin V'Karasachad. Wherever you find in the Torah that the Torah speaks about two distinct Averis, but the Torah only mentions one Karas for those two Averis, Chalei Chatz B'neim. There's still two separate Chiyuvei Chatas for those two Averis. Mayhi, asked the Gemara, what exactly is he referring to? Answered the Gemara, Mefatim V'soch. We learned in yesterday in the Mishnah, and we will still, Amit Hashem, speak extensively about the halacha, that one is not allowed to make oil, Shemen HaMishcha, with the exact same formula that was used for the Shemen HaMishcha in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's another halacha that the Torah says that we're not allowed to use the Shemen HaMishcha for personal use, Soch. The Ksiv, the Torah says, Absar Adam LaYisach, Ubmaskanta LaSasu Kamahu. So the Torah says two separate Surim. But as far as the Chiyiv Karis for these two separate Averis, the Ksiv, Ashiyikach Kamahu, Vashiyitin Mimenu Alzar. The Torah says if somebody does prepare the Shemen HaMishcha, or somebody does put on the Shemen HaMishcha, the Nichrasa Mi'amav. He'll get one Karis. So he's saying that even though the Karis is described as one Aveira, the one Einish, and the same as for Chattas, as we know, Chattas and Karis, as we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, always travel together, so too will be the Halacha here, that they're considered two separate Aveiras. Ask the Gemara, if this is indeed the halacha, if we're saying, as long as the Torah described the Averis as separate Averis, that's enough that they each carry their own separate punishment. Karis b'mezit, chatos b'shoigig. So yesterday, at the end of the shir, we spent a lot of time explaining that even though the Torah says that there's a chiyuv karis by the arayis, the Torah singled out and telling us that there's a chiyuv karis by a chosoi, and the question was why. And the Gemara taught us to teach us that there's a separate chiyuv karis for every one of the arayis, or separate chiyuv chatas b'shoigig. But why do we need that pasuk to teach us that? Why can't we learn it from this then? So the Rishonim asked, why is the Gemara asking that it should be more? The Gemara is assuming that once I know it from Mefatim V'soch, I'll know the same halacha applies by Arayis as well. So one question they ask is, by Arayis, we're referring to a situation that there are different categories of Ervis, different situations. Here, we're speaking about Mefatim and Soch of the same Shemen HaMishcha. So how can we learn one from the other? So to that, the Rishonim explain that Mefatim V'soch is all with the same Shem, is not considered the same, even though they're both Averis with the Shemen. And therefore, it does serve as a good model that when you have two separate Averis, they're two separate Einshim, and why do we have to say it separately by Arayis? But we have to take this vort one step further. What do I mean we have to take this vort further? Because what we're probably all thinking is that the Gemara's question is essentially that we have the same lesson taught to us in two places. One by Mefatim V'soch, that even though if the Torah mentions two Averis, it's two Averis, and one by Achoisai. And the Gemara's question is, what do I need to say the same thing twice? So the question is, why is the Gemara more satisfied with Mefatim V'soch and saying, what do I need Achoisai? The Gemara could ask the opposite question. Don't say Mefatim V'soch and learn it from Achoisai. So the Mefarshim answer along the lines that I just said. Mefatim V'soch is certainly more of the same type of an Aveira than two different types of Arayas. And if our Gemara taught us, based on the Psukim, that Mefatim V'soch are considered two separate Aveiras and two separate Karas and two separate Chattas, certainly two different types of Arayas ought to be considered two separate Aveiras. So why do we need a pasuk by a chayser to teach us that? Answers the Gemara. So we go back to what we discussed in the previous year. L'Rab Yitzchak, according to Yitzchak the Islay, that he taught us that it's coming to teach us the din of a woman that has multiple Isurim on her, that you'll get a separate Einish for each one of them. Rabbanon, to teach us, as we also learned at the end of the Shir, to teach us the din of Einon Shimon Adin, the case that we discussed, that even though the Torah says explicitly that paternal sister and a maternal sister are Asur, we still need a Pasuk to teach us that a full-fledged sister is Asur, and we can't derive it logically. Amar Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak, Afanan Namitanina. This concept that we began our Shir with today, that Mefatim and Soch are considered two distinct Averis, could be extrapolated from our Mishnah that we learned yesterday. Because we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah was listing the various different situations of Zachiv Karis, HaMefatim Es HaShemen, somebody who makes his own Shemen HaMishka using the formula of the Beis HaMikdash, HaMefatim Es HaKtairis, somebody makes the formula of the K'tairis, Vasach Shemen HaMishka. Now, the obvious question. First, the Mishnah speaks about a case of Shemen. Then the Mishnah jumps to a case of K'tairis. And then the Mishnah comes back to a case of Shemen HaMishcha. So ask the Gemara, Lamli D'Tanya has Mefatim Es HaK'tairis B'Mitzvah. It doesn't make sense that while you're speaking about the Shemen HaMishcha, it gets interrupted with speaking the Halacha of the K'tairis. Why is the Mishnah doing this? Lav Hok Mashmon. Isn't the Mishnah coming to teach us? Mak Tairis Labifnei Atzma. To teach us that the K'tairis is certainly a separate lav. It has no connection to Shemen. K'tairis is K'tairis. Shemen is Shemen HaMischa. And K'tairis lav of the Atzmai. V'char and v'chayovalem. Therefore, somebody violates this lav. Rachmona l'tzlon. He's chayv k'tairis b'fnei Atzmai. Af mefatim Shemen v'soch. Somebody who imitates the Shemen or shmears with the Shemen. Kiven the lav b'fnei Atzmai. Chayovalem b'fnei Atzmai. That they consider two distinct lavim that carried each one their own punishment. So the Mefarshim ask a very obvious question. And it's going to be very much connected to the type of issue that we're going to discuss in the next piece of Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to bring a raya from the way the Mishnah is structured? That first it says Mefatim is a Shemen, then Mefatim is a K'tairis, and then Tzach is a Shemen. There's a much easier raya. The Mishnah began with a count, 36. You won't hit the number unless they're separate Isurim. So that should be the Raya, that it's separate. So as the Mefarshim say, of course that's a great Raya. But maybe we would say that there's another Lav that we're not accounted for. The fact, so that isn't the most compelling proof. And therefore the Gemara brings a Raya from the structure of the wording of the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara. But if you're relying on the wording of the Mishnah, it may not be such a great Raya. Because maybe what the Mishnah is trying to accomplish, the Kabbalah missed the Ketumim Bahadi Hadadi. The Mishnah first is teaching the Mefatim cases. So speaks of Mefatim as a Shemen, Mefatim as a K'tairis, and then goes on to Soch. Says the Gemara, we could still accomplish it. Nisno Epech. The Mishnah should have first said a Mefatim as a K'tairis, then a Mefatim as a Shemen, Vasoch Shemen a Mishcha. You would have accomplished everything you wanted. You would have had the subject of Pitum together, and you would have had Shemen together. You have everything you're looking for. Amai, why did the Mishnah Palgei L'Shemen separate the two cases of Shemen? Lav HaKamashmon, to teach us this rule, the Yesh Chilut Chatz B'Neim, that the Avera Mefatim S'Shemen and the Avera Zasachas S'Shemen are two distinct Avera Shmamina. So the Mishnah says, Habol HaZocha. The Mishnah spoke about that being one of the lavim. Ask the Gemara. And as I just said a moment ago, the Mishnah began with a number. The number the Mishnah began with was 36. That there are 36 cases that there's a chiyuv karis. There's 36 cases that there's a chiyuv karis. So the way Rashi and most Rishonim explain, even though karis and chatis, as I said earlier in our shiur today, do travel together, it's only in 34 of the situations. Because as our Mishnah itself said, two of the cases that the Zechiv Karis are Pesach Hamila, and Pesach Hamila are Mitzvah Saseh, and there's no Chiv Karis by Mitzvah Saseh. But the Gemara's question is, as we're going to start working with the Gemara, is that we can't come up with 34 cases of Chatos by any one person. Because And the Gemara is going to explain itself in a second. That's how Rashi explains. Others say you can't come up with 34 cases of Karis either. Why? Because ask the Gemara. Tanabim, 36 cases. Tanabim Maika Choshev. But from which perspective are we looking at it? Ibi Gavri, if we're looking at a perspective from a man, so one of the Averis that was listed in our Mishnah was Isha Hanabas, a woman who was sodomized. So it's only by women, not by men. Ubatzulachadu, so a short one. Ibn Nashika Khashiv, and if we're looking at it from the perspective of the women, so then we have two missing. Dalmanoin, we have to eliminate Habal Azachar, which is only an Avera by men. Vala Behema, so Batzulaytre. So we're learning that there are 34 cases. There are no 34 cases. By women, there are only 33. And by men, there are only 33. And by women, there are only 32. Answers the Gemara. The Mishnah is speaking from the vantage point of a man. I was missing one. But what we have to add is that there's really another isser to be included. There's a Baal HaZachar, somebody who sodomizes, who is the active participant in a homosexual act. Baby HaZachar Aleph. And the other one is the passive participant. And those are two separate Averis, because Rabbi Shmuel, it represents the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, Domechayv Shtayim, that Rabbi Shmuel, as we'll soon explain in the Gemara, considers them two distinct Averis. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel? V'har midiktani megadif b'seifa. As we discussed in our previous shiur, one of the Averis listed in our Mishnah was Megadif. And we said the definition of Megadif is Mevarech Es Hashem. And we discussed in our Mishnah yesterday that only according to Rabbi Kiva could there be a Chiyuv Chatas by Megadif. We'll discuss this more later as well. Why? Because Megadif is a Lav Shein by Maisa. And it is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that there's a Chiyuv Chatas by a Lav Shein by Maisa. So if our Mishnah says that there's a Chiyuv Chatas by Megadif, it obviously is following the opinion of Rekiva. Again, our Mishnah says that one of the Yisurim is Megadif. And the only way we can accept that Megadif is a Chiyuv Chatas is by accepting that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rekiva, that there's a Chiyuv Chatas by Lav Shem B'Maisa. So it has to be that the Resh is Nam Rekiva. The Chi Tema, and if you'll argue, Rabbi Kiva, yes, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Over Rashi's sphere like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that in Mishkav Zachar there are two separate Yisurim. Ask the Gemara, Vam Rabbi Vua, Habala Zachar, Vehevi Zachar Olav. These two acts of by Mishkav Zachar, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mapaglei Mitarti Kroy that learns it from two Psukim. There's one pasuk that says Mezochol Eisishkav, and then another pasuk Umelayir Kaddish Bnei Yisrael Chayiv Shtayim. Indeed, that is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Over Rabbi Kiva and Chayiv Alachas, but according to Rabbi Kiva, these are not considered two separate averis. The Mechad Kruah Nafikle, because he says that both of these acts are both from the same pasuk, Ezochol Eisishkav Karbe Loisashkav. So we can't say, just to stop for a moment, that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Akiva. Why? Because the way we're explaining our Mishnah currently is that our Mishnah says that in Mishkav Zachar, there are two Isurim, and that's how we were able to get up to that number 34. But Akiva doesn't consider Mishkav Zachar as two Isurim. He considers it only one Isur. And because he doesn't agree with Rabbi Shmuel. So we still need to understand our Mishnah. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah? And how will he get to that number 34? But before we go further, there's a very interesting question in the Mefarshim. Our Gemara is clearly saying that there's Machloikus Tanom, a Machloikus Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, if the Mishkav Zachar is considered two Averis or one Avera. So the Mefarshim discuss what are they discussing, where are they disagreeing. Some Mefarshim say they're discussing all situations. But there are Mefarshim that say it's hard to believe that Rabbi Kiva will hold that if there's a man that had with two different men, it's a little hard to speak about this, that there's a man that had with two different men, Mishkav Zachar, one he was the active participant, and one he was the passive participant, that won't be considered two separate Averis. And therefore they explain that the Machlokes of Yishmar B'Kiva is when one is committing this terrible sin, when one is committing this terrible sin with one man, but he in one part of their situation, he was the passive participant, and in one part of their situation, he was the active participant. Rabbi Kiva will say there's going to be only one Aveira then, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say there's two Aveiras. But the Gemara's question is, we're locked into Rabbi Kiva being the Tana of our Mishnah. Why? Because of Megadif? But he can't be the Tana by Mishkav Zachar. Ask the Gemara. Ella will explain the Mishnah, suggest the Gemara, that the Mishnah is following like Rabbi Shmuel, or be Megadif Sava like Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara is explaining, you know who's the Tana of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Shmuel. And now let's think about it. On one hand, Rabbi Shmuel holds Mishkav Zachar is considered two Averis. So I got up to number 34. But Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Kiva that Megadif Yechayev Chatas. That's how you keep that number. Ask the Gemara, it was saying that our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, then we're going to have too many Averis. Yehochi Nisni Nami Habala Behema. And as the Rishonim explain, just like Rabbi Shmuel says that the pasuk of La'yir Kaddish Rabnei Yisrael teaches us that besides when one is the active participant in Mishkav Zachar, but when he was the passive participant, he's also Chayiv, so too does that pasuk teach us that not only when one is the active participant with Mishkav Behema, but even when he's the passive participant, he's Chayiv. So now we have one more Aveira. So we started off the Gemara with too few, and now we have too many. Although we should ask a Gevalda Gekasha. The passive participant by Mishkav Zachar and the passive participant by Mishkav Behemah is all one pasuk. So maybe it's all one Aveira. So the Mefarshim say a very big Chiddush. The pasuk of La'yir Kaddish is not to be understood as one Aveira that has many different applications. La'yir Kaddish expands what Mishkav Zachar means. La'yir Kaddish expands what Mishkav Behemah means. They don't understand that Mishkav Zachar is having only one Aveira. La'yir Kaddish explains to us that Mishkav Zachar has two Aveiras. Don't understand that Mishkav Behemah only has one Aveira. La'yir Kaddish tells us that it has two Aveiras. But it's two Aveiras of Mishkav Zachar and two Aveiras of Mishkav Behemah. So we're back to where we started. Answers the Gemara. Hamar Abaya. Habala Behemah. Vahevi behema olav, afra bishmal en chayev elachas. Why isn't included in La'yir Kaddish? Answers the Gemara, the kiksa krov gravrik siv. He says that the pasuk is only speaking about men, about people. When it involves animals, that's not what La'yir Kaddish. So now the Mishnah is great. The Mishnah represents the opinion of Bishmal. Now we added another isser of Mishkav Zachar, not by behema. And he also holds the Megadif Yechayiv, and that's how we have the number 34. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmei, the Rav, is coming to address the original question that we began this piece of Gemara with. That how do we get to the number? So he says, you don't. Tana Shloish V'Shalosh Chatos. The truth is, the maximum a man can have is only 33. The Mishnah says 36. But Tana Shloish Krisis L'Siyumin B'Krisis. The added three is not because there's any one person that can have all of these Averis. The Mishnah is just giving us a list of all the times you could have an Avera. And what's the Raya? A Gvalda Garaya. The Tani Sefer, let's learn the Mishnah again. As we said a few moments ago, the Mishnah mentions Pesach Umila, the Mitzvah Sasei. So the question is, Pesach Umila Mike Tanalu, why do they mention it in our Mishnah? Again, let's review what we learned in yesterday's Shir. The main purpose of our Mishnah is to teach us Karban Chatos. That's why we said Masech the Krisis belongs inside the Kodshim. But there is no Chiv Chatos by Pesach Amila. V'tema. Because are you going to say L'sui Karban Aleim that there's a Chiv Chatos by Pesach Amila? Mimaisi. Is that true? Do you bring a Karban Chatos for failing to do a Mila? Do you bring a Karmel Chatzis for failing to do Karmel Pesach? For Tanya, have we not learned? Hoksha kol ha-Torah kula avodis kachavim. The Ksif Torah achas yilachem. Lois v'shkogo. V'nefesh ha-shatas v'yad Roma. Ma avodis kachavim. So that's the model for what is a Chiv Chatzis. And what is the Torah speaking about Avodah Zorah? And what is the din by Avodah Zorah? Sheval Taisa. Av kol sheval Taisa. So we see that only for Averis where you were not supposed to do something and you did it as a Chiv Chatzis. Pesach Hamil is where you were supposed to do it. El Alav. So how do they come to the Mishnah? When there aren't Chiv Karmel Chatzis, Shmam Natana, the Mishnah is mentioning Averis with his Chorus, even though there won't be a Chatzis. El Shmam Natana Shlosh Vishosh Chatzis, there are only 33 cases. Man David B'Shogig, for somebody who did the Averis. So if a man does the Averis that are listed in the Mishnah, the maximum amount of Karmel Chatzis he could bring is 33. Then, continues Rabbi Elazar saying, for Hadatana, and then our Mishnah says, Shalosh Krisis, why, L'siyum L'kris V'shmamina, just to give us a full list, an exhaustive list, of all situations where one could be Chayiv Chatzis. So one of the cases of our Mishnah, for which there's a Chayiv Karis B'mezid, when there's no Asra on Edom, and there's a Chayiv Chatzis B'shoigig, is a Mechalos HaShabbos. So ask the Gemara, it's not one. We all know there are 39 Malachos on Shabbos. So why is the Mishnah listing Shabbos as one? We should have added, it should be 39. Amai, Shabbos Menchos HaAchas Hava. There are 39 Malachos on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Amar B'yachin, Tana Shigig Shabbos V'zod Malachos. The case that our Mishnah is referring to is when somebody knows about the Lamentas Malachos, but he forgot that today is Shabbos. He knows all the Hilchos Shabbos. But he got confused and didn't realize that today is Shabbos, that the loch is lemechayev alechada, that he's only chayev one karmachatis, because all of the averis that he did all emanate from one problem, that he forgot that it was Shabbos. The Tanya, as we learned the rice many times in Masechta Shabbos, the Torah says, achas mehena, hena shay achas, sometimes you can do multiple averis and be chayev only one chatis, when? Shigge Shabbos v'zod malachas. You know about all the malachas, but you forgot today is Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, fine. You've explained when the why is there a situation that you'll do many averis and you'll only be chayv one chatas. But why didn't the Mishnah speak about a case of zogun Shabbos for shigigas malachas? That you were amazing in Shabbos, but you didn't know any malachas. So all the mefarshim ask, what does this mean? The person knows today is Shabbos, but he doesn't know any of the 39 malachas, and that's why he violated all 39. So what does he know Shabbos is? If you don't know even one malacha, so how do you know today is Shabbos? So Mefarshim answer that he knows that tchumim are also, that you're not allowed to go out of the tchum, and tchum is not one of the lamatas malachas. So he knows today is Shabbos, but in his mind, what is the definition of Shabbos? You can't go out of the tchum, and he violated all 39 malachas. That the halach will be the chayiv mem chaser achas, that you'll be chayiv 39 chatos, the tanya. As the same Brisa taught us, v'asa ma'achas mehena, panim shechayiv achas akula. Sometimes you could do multiple malachas and only be chayiv one chatas, as we just described. Upanim shechayiv al kol achas v'achas. The Tanya, achas shehena, what is it? Zodin Shabbos, v'shigas malachas. You know today is Shabbos, but you don't know any of the malachas. So the Gemara's question again is, why didn't the Mishnah choose to speak about a case where a person knows that today is Shabbos, but doesn't know any of the malachas, and therefore he could potentially be chayiv 39 chatos, and will expand the list dramatically by another 38. Answers the Gemara, Tana shigge Shabbos v'zod malachas adifalei. The mechatos loyim mi'eloi mifta. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question is like this. He says the truth, the Gemara's teretz, is, he says the truth is the Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush. Because if you think about it, Shigiga Shabbos v'zod malachas, there is an element of mezid here. What's the element of mezid? He was a mezid on the malacha. So we would think that you're only chayiv a chatas when it's pure shogig. When there's any element of mezid, you shouldn't be chayiv a chatas. That's why the Mishnah chose to speak about this case. That's the way Rashi explains. Other Rishonim explain the Gemara's teretz differently. They say as follows. When somebody does many malachas on Shabbos, maybe chayiv many chatos, maybe chayiv one chatas. But he's certainly going to be chayiv one chatas. So the Mishnah wants to take the safe bet. One chatas for sure will be chayiv. yes, you may be chayiv more. But the Mishnah wanted to speak about the safer situation. What is the safer situation? Well, this case of Shugiga Shabbos was on Malachas. One chatz, you certainly be chayiv. Continue to Gemara. The same thing with Bavodas Kachavim. Cause, just to say a word of introduction, Gemara that we learned the Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah taught us that there are really four Avodas, four acts that are part of the Avodah Zarah. If somebody slaughters for the Avodah Zarah, somebody's Mekater, does incense, Menasech, pour wines, or does Ashtachavah. So the Gemara's question the same question. Why does the Mishnah list Avodah Zarah as one Aveir? It should be four. Says the Gemara, if he's a Shigigas Avodah Kachavim, Zodin Avodah Kachavim, they're talking about Shigigas Avodah Kachavim, Zodin Avodah. He knows Avodah Zarah is Asr. He doesn't know that this is an Avodah Zarah, but he knows that the different Avodahs for Avodah Zarah are Asr. Ask the Gemara, let's think about this. Shigigas Avodah Kachavim Hechidami. What is the case? The Gemara is just saying words. We have to understand the words. Shigas, where is there a case of Shigas Avodah Kachavim Vizodin Avodah? Because says the Gemara, Elam the Abba Vibes of Kachavim. If we're going to say it's referring to a situation where a person knows about the four different Avodahs that are also to Avodah Zarah, he's standing in Aves Avodah Zarah, but he thinks Vizodin Basic Knesset. He thinks he's standing in a shul, Vishtachavah, and he bowed down. So then he should be Chayiv at all, asked the Gemara. Hari Libel Shemaim. So this Gemara is an incredible Gemara. This Gemara seems to be teaching us that if somebody is bowing down, Rechmona Otzlan, to an Avodah Zarah, but he thinks he's not, he's Potter. So all the Mefarshim ask the obvious question. We all know one of the most fundamental halachas is that for Avodah Zarah you have to be ready to be Maisa Nefesh. If somebody forces you to do Avodah Zarah, you have to be ready to be Maisa Nefesh. Why? Yes, he's forcing you to do Avodah Zarah, but you have a mind, L'Shamayim. If the Gemara is saying, as long as Libel Shemayim, it's not Avodah Zarah, so where is there ever a case that you have to be Maisa Nefesh? So I saw a number of turrets into this question. One turret says that it's only by Ishtachavah that this halacha applies. Why? Because we also bow down to Hashem. So therefore, by Ishtachavah, the Gemara is more lenient. But the other Avodah, the Zivach, Kittuv, and Nitzach, that isn't the din. That's one turret. Another turret that I saw, that it's different when somebody in his own, that's the case of our Gemara, walked into Beis Avodah Zarah and bent down, bowed down, and he had Libel Shemayim, versus when somebody's forcing him. When he's forcing him, he's saying, you worship Avodah Zarah, and then he does, it seems that he is worshiping Avodah Zarah. But then there's a much more fundamental teretz. We're accustomed to understand that you know why, if somebody forces you to worship Avodah Zarah, Rahman, so you have to be ready to give up your life, because Avodah Zarah is such a grave Aveira. That's not pshat. You have to give up your life because it's a Kiddush Hashem. If somebody's making you worship Avodah Zarah and you won't, it's a Chilla Hashem. So it's only in a case where somebody's forcing you. But when nobody's forcing you, there's no problem. Here, nobody's forcing him. Libel Shemayim. So ask the Gemara. That can't be the case of the Mishnah. Ella, says the Gemara, and this again the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the Chaza and Drata V'Sagala. He saw a statue of the king and he bowed down to it. Now, it's not an Avodah Zarah. Because ask the Gemara, let's try to understand. Either Kibla Lebelaha, if he accepted the statue as a god, so then Baskilihi. Vida like Kibla Belaha, because he doesn't think it's an Avodah Zarah, Lav Midihi, so he hasn't done anything wrong. So again, what is the case of the Mishnah? Elo, says the Gemara, Mahava Meira. Machlaitis Rishon, what is the definition of Mahava Meira? Rashi explains, Mahava Meira, if somebody worships Avodah Zarah because he has a friend and asked him, you know what? My friend worshipped Avodah Zarah. When he's scared of someone and he worships Avodah Zarah, that's a Hava V'Yira. The Rambam learns a Hava V'Yira, that a Hava means that he thinks that the Avodah Zarah could do something, and because of that he wants to show, he doesn't believe that the Avodah Zarah is God, he believes it's a God, but he thinks that the Avodah Zarah also has some power. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Labai Dama Chayiv, that if somebody made this mistake, he's still Chayiv, so that's the case of our Mishnah. So all the Mefarshim ask again, according to Rava, if you're allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, Mehava Meira, so when is the case that we're so serious about Avodah Zarah? So some say that even Rava agrees that it's Asur. He's just saying there's no Chiv Misa. Others say that Rava is speaking about a case where he didn't say anything. But if he said, I accept you as a god, just because he's saying half of a year, a rabbi will agree that that's avodah zara. Others say it's just the opposite. The rabbi speaking about a case where he said explicitly, I'm only worshipping the avodah zara, half of a year. But otherwise, rabbi would agree that it's asur. Says the Gemara. So again, we're back to where we started. Where is there a case for avodah zara that you won't get four averis? Either there's four or there's nothing. Says the Gemara. Ela b'ayin mutar. When the person doesn't think there's anything wrong with worshipping avodah zara, that can be combined with a rava Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman in a case, a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, if Yechayiv itat mechayiv, if Yichad mechayiv itat mechayiv, if such a person is chayiv for every act or one, al miftal gamri, that a person who thinks that it's mutar to do avodah zara and does all of the avodas lo b'ayinay. He certainly chayiv one, and that will be the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah is referring to an individual who thinks that it's mutter to worship avodah zara and did all of the avodas, but it all emanates from the same mistake. That's why the Mishnah is speaking about that he's only chayiv one. And according to this, we have to make two interesting comments. And one, according to this, the Mishnah. So why is the Mishnah speaking about this case rather than the case of separate avodas? A bechidish, the oyma mutter yichayiv one. But actually, and I didn't have a chance to speak about this in yesterday's shiur, and really don't have much of a chance today either, but in Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi has a very long discussion, and Rashi says that oyma mutter, if somebody does an aver because he thinks it's mutter, he's not chayiv achatas at all. It's in the category of an oynus. So according to Rashi, we have a difficulty with our Gemara, because our Gemara clearly is teaching us that oyma mutter, Rav is saying, is chayiv achatas. So number one, we see clearly that Abai disagrees with Rava. And furthermore, the Mepharshim say that Rashi is going to say that that's exactly where Rapapa gives a different teretz. Why is Rapapa not satisfied with the teretz that the Gemara just gave? Because the teretz that we just learned is dependent on learning that Oymer Mutter has a Chiv carbon. Rapapa says, no, there is no Chiv carbon for Oymer Mutter. So therefore, Rapapa says, Mishkachasla, what is the case of our Mishnah? Betinik Shnizmil Ben Avayt Kachavim. You have a Jew that unfortunately grew up without no Jewish education. And now he became aware of the basics. And he became aware that the Avodah Zarah that he worshipped before he was enlightened about his Judaism is Asur. And he was also enlightened that there were four Avodahs for Avodah Zarah. But he thought only the Avodah Zarah that he worshipped until today is an Avodah Zarah. He didn't realize that the Isra of Avodah Zarah applies to all types of Avodah Zarah. The Yadah Dasir Avodah Kachavim, however, he thought only was the Avodah Zarah that he was used to worship had that Isra. The Hani Avodah Kachavim wa Yadah Dasir. But he didn't know that this Avodah Zarah that he actually worshipped is also included in the Isra of Avodah Zarah. So it all emanates from one Isra. So there's only one Chatos. Vibay Seima, another way of explaining, Afilu Tema the Godl. Godl here doesn't mean an adult versus a child. Godl here means a person who's not a tinik shenishba versus somebody who is a tinik shenishba. He made a mistake in understanding pshat in this pasuk. The pasuk says, Loisasin iti alahei chesiv alahei zov. Sover, he was under the misimpression. Ki asira shtachava l'avodah zarah. When did the Torah say that avodah zarah is asur? The kesef of dissolve. Only those of avodah zarah made out of silver or gold. Ava the mina achrina sharia, but all other materials are mutter. And that's how he came to do all of the averis that he did. But they all emanate from one mistake. Not realizing that avodah zarah is by all material. And that's the case of our Mishnah, why it's listed only as one avera. Says the Gemara, a different teretz. Again, what is the question that Rav Acha, we're about to learn, coming to address? He's coming to address the fundamental question we began with. If our Mishnah is looking for numbers, we could have had a much higher number, much larger number. Because we have 39 melachas by Shabbos, and we have four ways of worshipping by Avodah Zarah. Why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Says the Gemara of Acha Breid Ravik Mishmeid Rabibi Omer, Tana Shem Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, the shame of Avodah Zarah Ktani. The purpose of our Mishnah, says Rav Ach, is not to go into the details of Hilchos Shabbos. The purpose of our Mishnah is not to go into the details of Avodah Zarah. And therefore it just mentions the category. Yes, of course for Shabbos you could have 39. Yes, of course for Avodah Zarah you could have 4. But that isn't the purpose of our Mishnah. Memai. And what's the proof that that's the way to understand the Mishnah? Midikani, let's continue learning. Our Mishnah spoke about Abal Isha Bita, Valish Veshes Ish. Vaish Yesh. Why didn't our Mishnah speak about the Isser of having relations with a daughter from a woman who you weren't married to with? Because the Mishnah isn't going into all the details. Says that isn't the Raya. The Ksivik Tani, the like Ksivim like Tani. The Alocha of Bitam in the Sasai is not explicit in the Torah, and even though it's certainly Isser, it's not explicit, so that's why our Mishnah doesn't mention it. So the Gemara attempts a different way. Look at Bas Ishtoi, or Bas Bita, or Bas Bina, the Ksiva. All of these cases are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. The Lo Tani. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention all of them? The answer is, Shem Isha Bita Ktani. The Mishnah just mentions general categories and doesn't go into all the details. Hachinami, the same by Shabbos and Avodah Zorah, Shem Shabbos, Vishem Avodah Kachavim Ktani. Rav Acha ben Ravika, Rama delay a delay. Rav Acha ben Ravika asked the following question. Mi amar Abibi barabaya hachi, shem Shabbos ketani, v'shem avos ketavim tani, that the style of our Mishnah is only to speak about broad categories, v'tmer. We learned the following halacha. Hamala avri p'nim b'chutz, if somebody brings up avrim that was supposed to be put in the base of Migdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, and does it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayif. Similarly, if somebody slaughtered a carbon that outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then he was malad those averim, he's also chayif. The kashlo rabibi barabaya, ihachi, if these are considered two separate averis, then our Mishnah has a problem. The Tanan, our Mishnah said, shloish mishesh kris b'tayra, we have one more. Malay var b'fnim b'chutz, and malay v'chutz b'chutz. So we're missing one. Telos m'sheva in it. Dik of amal of amala. There are these two averis. Our Mishnah only mentioned it as one. But the way Rabibi describes it, they're two separate possible averis. But according to the way Rabibi's saying now, why is that a problem? My kashalei. Mishnah shem alok tani. He could give a simple answer. Yes, mala has two cases. Mala var b'fnim. But our Mishnah, as Rabibi keeps on saying, is only speaking about general categories. Says the Gemara, that isn't a kasha. Because midami. Shabbos, Havos Kachavim, Tani Yasin Avinayim. Really, Hilchos Shabbos belong in Masechet Shabbos. Hilchos Avodah Zarah belong in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Gabi increases the area. Yes, they're being brought into Masechet increases. But it's enough. Mishani Shem Shabbos Ketani, Shem Averz Kacham Ketani. Because all of the details are mentioned in their proper place. What is the proper place? Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Avodah Zarah. However, Gaba Allah, when we speak about this Avera, there is no Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that teaches this their halacha. So it has to be somewhere. Shouldn't have been in our Mishnah. Miktani Yasam B'meim Tashani Hacha. And that's why, even though our Mishnah speaks about general categories, when does the Mishnah rely on not mentioning details? When we have a Mishnah somewhere else to teach us the details, like in Masechta Shabbos, like Masechta Avodah Zarah. There is no Mishnah about this, and therefore Rabibi has a legitimate question. Continues the Gemara. Barmine Rabbi Yirmiya Mirab Zera. Beis Krisis, if the Torah mentions two separate Krisis, V'lav Echa, but the Torah only says one Lav, Mahu. What will be the halacha? Amalei, what is the case that you're referring to? Are you saying shoicht v'helokamrit? That if shoicht b'chutz, and mal b'chutz, so that's not just two creases. Hani shnei lavininu. Because ilman da amar, gzeh shava, nem kan avav, nem lahal avav, mal lahal loy anish olam kein hizr, af kan loy anish olam kein hizr. That just like, since the Torah mentions the Lav separately, so to the Einish. And the man the Maisalei Behekish, and there's another man that says, Sham tal v'sham tasa. Ma k'shchita la'lo. Ma ha'lo. The Torah clearly indicates there's a lav and a chorus. Lo'y anash elo ken hizer. Av shchita lo'y anash lam ken hizer. So if the Gemara is speaking or trying to speak about a situation where there's two chorus and one lav, what is the case? Dilma, says the Gemara, maybe what you're referring to, Beis Mises V'Lav Achad Kamet. A case where the Torah says that there's two separate Chiyuv Misa, but the Torah only mentions one Lav. Ask the Gemara, Mayhi, what are you referring to? Oivin Yedoni, that Oivin Yedoni, the Torah, as we'll see soon in the Gemara, says a separate Misa for each, but one Lav. Amar Da Plukted Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Says the Gemara, this actually relates to Machlokes Resh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The Tana Gabe Hanaskala. When the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin mentions the Averis for which there's a Chiyuv Skela, mentions about Oiv Yedonim. And Mishnah says for Oiv there's a Chiyuv Skela, and for Yedonim there's a Chiyuv Skela. The Kashlon, and we immediately had a question, Mishnah Gabe Skela, why in the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin, where it lists all the Averis for which there's a Chiyuv Skela, Tani Yedonim, is Yedonim mentioned separately? Oiv is a chiyuv skila. Yedoni is a chiyuv skila. I'll describe the aver of Yedoni in a moment. The Gabakrisis, loitan Yedoni. Why in our Mishnah is it mentioned it separate? Am Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan answered, Hoiv v'shneim b'lav echad nemru. Since the Torah mentions Oiv Yedoni is one lav, so that's why our Mishnah only has it as one. Ask the Gemara, fine. Since you Rabbi Yochanan hold, that since the Torah only says the lav once, that's why you only chay once, so why did Mishnah mention oiv, not yedoni? V'nei mi yedoni v'loi oiv. V'nei mi yedoni v'loi baloiv. Yes, we're only going to mention one, because you say it's only one avera, so why mention baloiv? Mention yedoni. So he answers, k'sover, ho'el apasa akos baloiv. Since the Torah only, when the Torah mentions the avera, it mentions oiv before yedoni, so our Mishnah just following mentions oiv. But there's no special reason. Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish has a different reason. He says, Yedoni is not mentioned in our Mishnah because there is no Chiv Chattis for Yedoni. However, in Bemaisa, because what is Yedoni? You just put a bone of the Yedua animal under your armpit and it causes a voice to come out of your mouth and it's a Lav Shem Bemaisa. Says the Gemara, Resh Lakish my Tam Loim Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Resh Lakish give Rabbi Yochanan's answer? Amar, Rapapa. Because says the Gemara, Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing over the issue that we are now discussing. The Chalukah and Vemisis. Resh Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan says that Oiv and Yedoni are all one Avera. Let's just review Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that Oiv and Yedoni is just really one Avera because there's one Lav. And the Torah mentions, and the Mishnah only mentions Oiv because it's the first. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, how many Averas are there by Oiv and Yedoni? One. And Resh Lakish will disagree. And therefore, since Resh Lakish disagrees, he has a good question. Shouldn't Oiv Yedoni been mentioned? The only answer we could give is because it's a Lav Shem Emaisa. Ara Papa, da Chalukah Neh B'Mesis. Rabbi Yochanan Amalach, as we just explained, Chalukah de Lav, have Chalukah. If the Torah mentions two Averis as two distinct Averis, then they are indeed two separate Averis. Just because the Torah mentions two separate Mises, Chalukah de Misa, I have a chalukah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan might have a lamik Resh Lakish. But maybe Resh Lakish is right, asked the Gemara. Maybe the fact that the Torah mentions Oiv and Yedoni as a separate Chiyuv Misa by each makes them into two separate Averis. Aye, so why didn't our Mishnah mention Yedoni? Because it's a Lav Shem Misa. Says the Gemara, Ksover, Resh Yochanan wasn't satisfied with Resh Lakish's teretz. Because as he said, as we learned on Amun Aleph, Man Tana Krisis, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva. It's going according to Rabbi Kiva, Damaloi Bein Maisa. So you can't say that our Mishnah is going to hold that Yedoni and not Chayiv, Chattis. Our Mishnah holds, Olav Shem Maisa, you get Chattis. So how does Resh Lakish defend himself? If we finished proving from a Gadif, that Olav Shem Maisa, you Chayiv, Chattis, according to our Mishnah, so why does Resh Lakish say you're not Chayiv, by Yedoni, says the Gemara, Resh Lakish neder b'kiva loyboa mais rabba. He doesn't require a significant act. Mais zut boy, but he requires some sort of an act. And Yedoni is not considered an act. So So all the Rishayim ask, how can you say Yedaini is not an act? What happens by Yedaini? What did I say? You take the bone and you put it under your arm. Isn't that a Maisa? So Rishayim answer, picking up the bone isn't the Aveira. The Aveira is when your mouth starts, when it starts on its own. The picking up the bone isn't an Aveira, and therefore it's a Lav Shem Maisa, even a Maisa Zuta. My Bal Oiv, my Maisa Ika. What is the Aveira by Bal Oiv? Hikish Saraisov. Because by Oiv they used to clap the hands. Megadif, my Maisa Ispei. What is the act that you're saying Rabbi Akiva holds? You have to have some sort of Melamah act. Akima Sfasov. Have a Maisa. It's also some sort of an act when you're talking. So says the Gemara, Kusaka Daitach. The Gemara now is assuming. Hakushes. Zroisav have a ma'aseh zuta. Clapping your hand is at least some sort of act. I feel the Rabbanan. And therefore the Rabbanan will agree that for oiv, yechayev achatas. Ask the Gemara, meisvei, it says in a braisa, bavayis kachav me'en chayev, el adav shesh b'maisa, you're only chayev achatas if you did an act that includes a ma'aseh, such as zivich, v'kita, v'nisach, v'shtachavah. V'shtach v'koshalon, and we had a question when we learned that brisa. V'shtach v'ol lef be'maisa. There's no act involved in bowing down. V'amar shlokish, and the only way Shlokish was able to defend that brisa is by saying Hamani Rekiva. We have to say that that brisa follows the opinion of Rekiva, the light being a maisa. Rav Yochanan says no. Rav Yochanan says a field tamer rabbanik fisus kamasai have a maisa. Bowing is considered yes an act even according to the rabbanim. But let's make that point. Mr. Cloud, the sphere of Rish Lakish, leave the Rabbanim, that according to Rish Lakish, Kfifis Kamersal Rabbanim Abba Maisa. Rish Lakish is telling us now that the Rabbanim hold that if somebody bows down, that's not a Maisa. Davai de Zara. And there won't be a Chiv Chattis. Only according to Bekiva, who doesn't require a Maisa. So not a Gemara makes its punchline. Bowing down, Rish Lakish says, not enough of a Maisa. Hakosh is Raisaf. Have a ma'isa? Doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, Eloki kam Rish Lakish at Kvafis Rois of have a ma'isa. When does Rish Lakish hold the clapping for the oiv is a ma'isa? At least a ma'isa zuta, a luvid kiva. Avler abonan, by have a ma'isa. So now the Gemara is interpreting the Mishnah as follows. Our Mishnah is following the opinion of, according to Rish Lakish. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the man dama that says, Yechayiv, when it's a lav, shame be maisa. But now he's saying it has to be some sort of a maisa. So Megadif, which is Mevarachas Hashem, has some sort of a maisa. Oiv, clapping your hand, has some sort of a maisa. Yedaini has no maisa, and therefore Rabbi Kiva will agree that there's no chiyiv chatas. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the way we're going to learn our Mishnah, Yochai, my tana, why when we ended the Mishnah? Did the Mishnah teach us, and we referred to this early in our share, that this list won't work according to Rabbanan, because Rabbanan are going to take out Megadif. Yotz Megadif Shemir Maisa. Nisna Yami Yotz Megadif Baloif. Because the way we're explaining now, it's only Rabbi Kiva, according to Rish Lakish, holds that Megadif is a Maisa. Baloif is a Maisa. Rabbanan hold that neither is enough of a Maisa. So we should have said that the Rabbanan take out Oif from the Mishnah as well. Answers the Gemara. Chad Matati Ketani. The Mishnah didn't give us a full list. You're right. When the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah that the entire list is not complete, doesn't mean that the entire list is not, and excluded Megadif, it also should have excluded Oif. But the Mishnah didn't go into all the details. Says the Gemara, fine. The Mishnah isn't going into all the details. But why did it choose Megadif? Why didn't it choose Baloif? For listening Baloif, Loi listening Megadif. It should have chosen Baloif as the example that the Rabbanim disagree with Rabbi Kiva. Why not? Why did it choose Megadif? Answers the Gemara. Megadif is Tuchalei. There's a special reason that it purposely chose Megadif. Sakadat Chemina. Harav Ksiv Kars Delei B'Makom Karban. The Pasuk that mentions the Chi of Kars by Megadif also speaks about the carbon, so we think that they travel together, and here even the Rabbanan will be Maida. that there's a chiyuv chatus by Megadif, even though the Rabbanan normally hold for lav shev ma'isa, there is no chiyuv chatus. Kamash Miran, Deloy. Says the Gemara, Ulama, Ula has a whole different interpretation. Ula says, Bal Oiv. The Mishnah, when it speaks about Bal Oiv, there's no machlokes. Rekiv and the Rabbanan both agree there's a chiyuv chatus Bal Oiv. Because Bal Oiv, says Ula, it's not like we've been saying till now, where he claps his hands and causes a spirit to come up and speak. It speaks about the Mekatel Shed, where somebody brings tires to a shed. Ask the Gemara, Maskele Rava, Mekatel Shed is Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah has already been previously listed in our Mishnah. Elam Rava, Mekatel Shed, Amnas L'Chavroi. They used to do some sort of an act to bring something to a shade, and by bringing the shade, you'll get them together. You'll bring the shade them together as a group. As the Gemara, that's the case of Chayver Chever. And Chayver Chever, there is no Chiv Karis for in the Torah. It's a lav, but there's no Chiv Karis. Amalai, so responds the Gemara, HaTorah Amar, Chayver Chever Kugan Zebeskila. So Gemara is answering, yes, the Torah speaks about Chai V'Chever. And yes, when the Torah says Chai V'Chever, it's only a lav. But that, we'll see in a second, is a different type of Chai V'Chever. When you're doing Chai V'Chever with Torahs to a shed, it's in the category of Avodah Zarah and Chayiv, Karis. Ask the Gemara, El Chai V'Chever de Belav. What is the case? Amalei Kiritanya, Chai V'Chever, Echad Chai V'Godl, Vecht Chai V'Kotten. If somebody tries to gather together through some sort of a kishif, large animals or small animals. Vafil chayvel in the kashim, the kravim, or somebody tries to get together even snakes, that's the chayvel chev for which there is only a lav. Says the Gemara, Amar Baya, hand the boy, man the boy, mitzvah zuva kruba, if somebody wants to gather together different snakes and scorpions, through shay, through kishif, asr. However, because of basrei, if they're chasing him, then he's allowed to do chay v'chever to chase them away. So mafarshim ask, of course, it's sakonas nefashos. Aren't you allowed to do anything for sakonas nefashos? What's the Gemara teaching us? So one teretz that I saw is that we would think that kishif is such a serious aveira that even though bikuch nefesh is doicha kol ha'tayra kula, not in this case. Another teretz that I saw, Taz suggests this teretz, that we would think that when are you allowed to do an aveira is when the aveira is causing you to be healed. What's the best example? Somebody takes a medicine that's not kosher. So the aveira is eating macholos asurus, but that brings him the refuah. Here, it's not the refuah. The aveira is only causing the animals to go away. Maybe that shouldn't be. A third teretz is Mari Degechidish. We are used to, and it's halach l'maisim. We certainly know for bikuach nefesh, doicha kol ha'tayra kula. But what's the halacha if somebody isn't currently in a situation of bikuach nefesh? But if he won't do the aveira, he could come to a situation of bikuach nefesh. So the halacha is that that too is considered bikuach nefesh. That's why if somebody in Yom Kippur, he's fine. But the doctor says if you won't eat, then after Yom Kippur, you'll be sick. Shabbos, or whenever. The halacha is that's included bikuach nefesh. And that's the case here. The animals aren't attacking him. The chiddush of the Gemara is that if he's concerned that animals will attack him, he's already allowed to do what he has to do. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that said that ishtachavo have a maisa, a kimis fosov nav maisa, gav megadav. So Gemara's question is like this. If Rabbi Yochanan said that the Rabbanan agree that if somebody bowed down to Avodah Zarah b'shogeg ischai v'chatos because it's considered a maisa, why do they disagree by Megadif? Amar Rava, Shani Megadif, Shal v'yeshna b'lev. The Gemara answers that the main aveira by Megadif has nothing to do with what you're saying. It has to do with what you're thinking about Hashem, Rechman al-Tzlan. And therefore, even if you're articulating it with your lips, that isn't the primary aveira. Avil, so not a Gemara saying, that Rabbi Yochanan now is teaching us that normally a kima sfasov just talking have a maisa. Ask the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu Zeira, Yotz Edom Zemim, that there's no chiv chorus beidim zomimin. There's no chiv chatz beidim zomimin shem maisa. Why? What's beidim zomimin? That they're verbalizing their false testimony. V'amai hapiksiv behem. And if Rava says that normally, unless it's a special case of megadif, it's considered a maisa, why is there no chiv chatz? Amar Rava shani eidim zomimin hayavi yesh kamaria. Eidim zomimin, it isn't the talking that makes them chayiv. It's the riya. It's the seeing testimony. So all the mafreshim say, what are eidim zomimin? They're false witnesses. They didn't see anything. What does it mean, yesh kamaria? So some mafreshim explain, the point of the Gemara is that the eidim zomimin is connected to eidus. And eidus is not considered an aveira of maisa because it all emanates from what you saw, not from what you said. Another pshat, riyah doesn't mean, Taisha says, it doesn't mean riyah, what they saw. They saw nothing. They're liars. Riyah means coming to Bezdin. And the coming to Bezdin is not considered an act. There's another girsa that says, not riyah with a reish, iyah without the reish. Eidim zomim could be chayiv, even if they don't say anything. They just say, they nod their head. And that's why it's considered a lav shema maisa.